The lesson today is number 240, called Twisting the Pelvis with a Long Arm or Long Arms. Yes, it is one that we've done before. So yes, I will have on the recording today's date following, because you know I always teach it differently. And this is to connect with last week's lesson that we did. And so some of you weren't here, so I'll weave in a little bit of what we did last week because it's really useful and valuable to what we're doing today. So again, lying there on the floor, legs long, arms by your side, is always to begin by starting to notice yourself, noticing how are you lying on the floor today. And one of the ways that we start to become aware of ourselves is to make the distinctions of what parts of ourselves make contact with the floor and perhaps what parts don't make contact. And then we also become aware of ourselves by making distinctions between our two sides. So you might be experiencing one side of your pelvis feels higher or lower, one leg is turned out or longer than the other. There might be tension in one glute muscle compared to the other. And then up to your arms and your shoulders. How do your arms position themselves along your sides? Are they different? And is one shoulder higher than the other or lower? And then how do you sense your head and the position of your head lying there in between your shoulders? So does one ear or earlobe feel as if it's tilted a little bit closer to one shoulder? So maybe it's not the shoulders that are off, but maybe it's the tilt of your head. And with that, slowly begin to roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right to notice and feel how the movement of rolling your head to each side is this morning. And it may feel easier rolling to one side depending on if one of your ears is resting closer to one of your shoulders. Bless you. Nice. Okay. And then come back to the center. And then let's start with bending both of your knees, bringing both of your legs to a standing position. When you do this, your heels are lined up behind your buttocks. And just start by doing that very gentle, easy movement of tilting your pelvis. So what does that mean? That means you go from flattening the upper part of your pelvis and lower back, and it gives you a sense that the tailbone slightly comes away from the floor, and then you travel the opposite way as if to come sitting on the tailbone. That's it. Is it okay if I touch you?
Yeah.
So even more. So yes. So you're going to sit on the tailbone and arch your back enough that a rodent could go under. Since my daughter's got rodents in her apartment. Mice. Lovely. So just begin to get that movement clarified for yourself and feeling the relationship all the way up your spine, right? So we've done this movement thousands of times, and you're sensing how it's connected to your head. So when you flatten the lower back, your head grows tall, and then when you come to sit on the tailbone, it pulls your head down. And you're just sensing how this feels today and the movement of your entire spine today. Excellent. And then pause at neutral. So the neutral is just that place where your back is somewhat flat. You're in between the two places. And then what we did last week is we brought our arms over our head on the floor. And we're going to start with your left arm is going to make a fist. And with your right hand, you're going to grab below that fist. Okay? And you're going to think of pulling up. So that means towards the back of the room. Right? And slightly lengthening over to the right. So it's an up and over. So you feel that the left elbow starts to get straight and that you feel a connection into your ribs. Okay? And that this you're doing as much as possible on the floor. So try to refrain from lifting your arms away from the floor. And then let it come back. Remember, you always come back to the beginning. So some of you are automatically bending to the right. So let's back up. So the first sensation is, you grab the wrist, is to lengthen long, to pull up towards the back of the room. Once the elbow gets straight, once you feel the pull in the armpit and the ribs, then you can start to take it over a little bit to the right. Right? Because then you feel how the whole right side shortens and the left side opens. You feel the difference? So if you go over to the right too soon, you miss it. Excellent. Okay, come back to the center, and all you're going to do is change the hands. So that means your right hand makes a fist. You grab the left hand below the wrist. Again, it's lengthening up, straightening, and then slightly coming over to the left. So you feel the armpit and the ribs. And most likely, you're going to experience one side lengthens easier, or it could be that you feel the side that shortens easier. But which side of your rib cage really opens up and connects into your armpit? That's it. Okay. And then let that go and rest on your back. Bonnie, do you mind if I have you go over here so you're in the same direction? It just confuses me. And then lengthen your legs and rest. So as we continue into today's lesson, you have a glimpse of feeling that movement and mobility happening in your rib cage, your trunk, and your spine, and how that is related to the use of your arms. So now you're going to bring just the right arm up on the floor, and the left arm's going to stay down. So this is how we're going to work with our arms today. Okay? And now you're going to bend your left knee, bringing the left leg to stand. Okay? So using this left leg, thinking of pushing it a little bit into the floor so that the left side of the pelvis lifts and rolls to the right. You know this movement, and you keep the left knee up. As you do that, you begin to think of lengthening the right arm on the floor. Right? And so when I say lengthening, beautiful. When I say lengthening, so the pelvis rolls, but you... And it's more rolling than lifting. So this side stays down. So just think roll, and then this leg stays up. Yeah. So this actually opens your hip joint right in there.
Okay, gotcha.
So as you do this, right? The left side of your ribs are, in a way, shortening. The left arm starts to creep down on the floor, and the right arm is lengthening as it's connecting to those ribs on the right side. And as most of you are doing already, is it's fine to have your head follow the movement, following, looking at your right arm. So that you're getting all this length down to the right side of your pelvis. The ribs are separating from the pelvis, and you're slowly almost rolling onto that right side, very much like we did last week, where you were lying on the armpit area and the right side. Most importantly, really staying connected with your right arm so you don't lose the relationship of the ribs and the arm. And are you able to straighten the elbow? So remember, part of the reason that I give you so much time to repeat the same movement, right, is to clarify the connections of yourself with the movement, to bring a quality of ease and smoothness to the movement, to discover where you have hang-ups in the movement, what's maybe not participating. Is there any level of force that's occurring, like that you're trying to make it happen instead of experiencing the fluidity of the relationships of your pelvis, your ribs, and your arm? Much better, Marlene. Excellent. Slowly come back. Straighten the left leg, bring that right arm down, and just rest on your back to see what's changed. Right? So something always changes after every movement we do, and it's your responsibility to stay aware and observant and to ask the questions, what feels different now? How did what we just do affect me? And do I like the way it's affected me? And maybe even asking yourself, and why? Why does what we just did, why do you like it? So all that communication that you're having with yourself in your brain is what is creating the new information in your brain of how to function differently. So it's not just the movements, but your thought. Okay, so we're gonna start on the other side. So we're gonna bring the left arm up, we keep the right arm down, and then you bend the right leg. And remember, the movement with the right leg is pushing the foot, your right knee stays over the foot, the pelvis rolls. Right? So you start to roll towards your left side. And the ribs lengthen, the left arm lengthens. And as we did last week, that armpit area so much that you could start to roll onto the armpit, right? Onto the left side. You're doing great. You're a good listener. That's it. And then see if you can even... Yeah, gotcha. And then let your head, yeah, and then feel something, yeah, something in that upper back for you. I can tell.
Gotcha.
Yeah, pull there. So does the elbow, or can the elbow, the left elbow, become straight? Right? So this is really key for you with the elbow. So figure out on this side what happens so we get the other side. Does that make sense? It's a really critical lesson for you. So again, you repeat the movement for yourself multiple times, examining, exploring, how can the quality become smoother, less effort? Where is something holding you back? Is it in the elbow? Is it in these upper ribs, the upper thoracic area, right below the armpit area? Something gets stuck there. What about your cervical spine, your neck? And what about the fingers? Can the fingers be long? Are they soft? Are you gripping? Are you holding? Can your fingers be relaxed? What about your jaw? That's it. Come back and pause and rest. Okay, so bring your left arm up again. Keep the right down. Bend both knees this time. And now you're going to cross your right knee over your left. So you cross at the knee, not the ankle, that's it. And always whatever leg we put on top is the direction you're going to tilt. So very slowly you're going to start to tilt the legs over to the right. Okay, so go over to the right and you're going to add some rotation into lengthening this left side. And think about keeping the left arm connected to the floor. So that means that the rib cage twists away from the left arm to open that upper thoracic area, and then you bring the legs back up. So each time looking to see if the left arm can stay a little bit flatter, so you create this rotation in your ribs. The ribs are going over with the legs to the right. Sensing your breath and your breathing. That's it. Now, keeping your left arm up, bring the legs back, and you're just going to change the legs. So now we're going to cross the left over the right. Okay? And just a few times, you're going to now take the legs. Keep the arms the same way. So arms don't change, just legs. It'll feel a little funky. You're going to now tilt over to the left. Feels less controlled, like you're going to fall, right? And you let that left armpit and ribs roll to the left, lengthening that left arm, your head rolls to the left. Beautiful. And then come back and let's take a rest. So uncross the legs, bring the arms down. And again, notice your legs are long, arms long. What's different now? What changed? How is your breath and your breathing? How is your inhalation, your exhalation? Okay, so this time we're going to bring the right arm up, keep the left arm down, bend your legs, cross the left over the right. So left over right. Slowly and gently we're going to tilt to the left. Remember, whatever leg is on top is the direction you tilt. And thinking of separating those ribs on the right side. So as you take the legs to the left, the right side of the rib cage is twisting and opening up so you can keep that right arm long and flat. So when it wants to lift, that's a good place to pause. Right? As soon as you start to feel the arm wanting to lift, is you start to ask yourself, what could I do in the ribs underneath my armpit and in my chest that would allow this arm to stay down? Right? Just asking the question already creates change. Observe your breath and your breathing. Are you holding your breath? That's it. And then bring the legs back up. Change just the crossing of the legs. This is where it feels a little funky, like you're going to fall, but then it gets familiar. Now the legs go to the right with the right leg on top. Still the right arm long. And you're turning to the right, rolling over that right arm. Rolling over to the armpit. Straightening that right elbow. That's it. Okay, and then slowly come back up.
Sherry, is it important to keep your heel on the floor? Because I can get further over if I like my heel on the floor.
Yeah, so so what you end up doing is rolling on your left foot to the inside of the foot. You want to keep the inside edge from the heel to the toes down. So you don't want to be pointing on just your toes. But it's a good question. Okay, arms long, legs long, rest. Okay, so you're going to bring your left arm up again. We're keeping the right arm down for the moment. Bend your knees. We're going to cross the left knee over the right. So in this configuration, your legs go to the left. It's that rolling onto the left side, rolling onto the armpit until your head comes resting onto your left arm. And when you get there, so your legs can be all the way tilted over to the left, you're going to stay there. So your head is resting on your arm. There you go. Now you're going to take your right arm and you're going to bring it over the top of your head and reach around your head to get your left ear. Okay? So like this. Okay? Right over the top. And now holding on to the left ear, you're going to gently lift your head by scrunching the ribs on the right side. Oh yes, this is going to help those ribs that aren't moving under your armpit. So you lift and then you lower. Remember, so you don't hold anything. And in this configuration, you think of the ribs coming together, squeezing together down to the right side of the pelvis. Your neck is bending. Right, you've got your right ear close to your right shoulder. And then when you lower back down, you feel the right side fan out again. And make sure that you have your breath, you're breathing. If you find yourself holding your breath, this is a good opportunity to check in. And then if you're doing too much movement with the lower legs, can they be quiet? What do you need to do in the upper neck back area? There you go, Marlene. Right, so you look for places that there's extra effort that's unnecessary. That's it. One more time, and then slowly let your head go, bring the legs back up, come back onto your back, uncross your legs and rest. Okay, so this time you're going to bring your right arm up, bend your legs, cross the right leg over the left, and then you're going to slowly tilt the legs over to the right. Take a few times to get comfortable to allow your head to roll onto the right arm and that you keep those legs on the floor to the right. And once you're there, you're going to wrap the left arm over the top of the head to get a hold of your right ear. So really snuggle your head, right? Be nice to your head. Really hold it and hold that right ear. Okay, and then you're going to lift with this left arm, feeling the ribs on the left side, the shoulder blade all move down, scrunching the left side, opening the right side more. Feeling how those ribs can come together. And obviously noticing, is this the harder side or was the other side the harder side? Where can you find more movement, more freedom to make things a little smoother, a little softer, How is your breath and your breathing? Excellent. Okay, and slowly let that go. Come back onto your back and rest. Legs long, arms long, down by your side. How are things coming along? How do things feel now? Okay, so once again, you're going to bring the left arm long above you by your head. Bend both of your knees to stand. And now this time, you're going to bring left arm's up. There you go, right arm's down. So now you're going to bring your right leg up to the ceiling, just the right leg. There you go. And the knee can be soft. Don't work hard to have it straight. So the knee soft, think of the foot is up towards the ceiling, right? And you're going to bring this right foot over to the left to eventually touch the floor onto the left side next to you. So once again, you're twisting the pelvis and spine. That's it. Keep your right arm down along the side next to you on the floor. Go slowly. Beautiful. Come back. Bring your legs down. Bring your left arm down and rest. Bring the left arm up again, bring the legs up. Okay, and this time go back to the right knee over the left. And we're gonna go back to tilting the legs over to the right now and just seeing how this last movement helped the length of the left arm. So we went the opposite way, right? We crossed the opposite way and that always improves this direction. So feel how most of you now are able to keep the left arm long and take the legs almost completely down to the right. So feel the length, the twist and opening of the rib cage, the sternum. That's it. Come back, bring the arm down, uncross the legs, and rest. Bring the right arm long up next to you, bend both legs to stand, and then lift the left leg to the ceiling. So remember, you can be soft in the knee. Pay attention to your left foot. It's towards the ceiling and it arcs over to the floor, over to the right. Twisting the pelvis to the right, twisting the spine. Have your left arm down by your side. That's what balances you so you don't fall over, right? So it's down. Feeling how that right arm lengthens, the armpit rolls to open up as you take the left leg all the way over to the right. Good. When you come back up, bring that left leg down, cross it over the right leg, and start to tilt the legs the opposite direction, very gently now coming to the left. Feeling how now that right armpit and right arm stays flatter and longer. So left leg is over the right. So come back to standing, left leg over the right, and then tilt to the left. Excellent. Come back, uncross, bring the right arm down and rest. Okay, so once again, you're going to have the right arm long and keep the left arm again down by yourself. So we're now going to really connect these two, adding in the arm that's down. You're going to bend the left leg, bring it standing. So back to the very first movement of pushing the left foot into the floor, rolling the pelvis to the right. You're going to think of both lengthening the right arm and lengthening the left arm. So the left hand is approaching the left heel and foot, and the right arm is lengthening away from you. Your head is rolling to the right, looking up at the right fingertips, and eventually trying to get this left hand to touch the left heel, get a hold of the left heel. So now thinking about creating the biggest distance possible from your arms. You're reaching in the opposite direction. I always think of a skewer like this, like if your arms were a skewer and your chest area was a shish kebab, right? So you're lining up the arms through yourself. So creating the biggest length possible. Nice, Bonnie. Again, noticing your breath and your breathing. Looking for a sense of ease and fluidity. How do you utilize the pelvis and your ribs to get this length? So it literally feels like your arms become one line that crosses through you. Now, as you continue to do this, can you turn your head to the left? What is it like to roll your head to the left and think of looking down towards the left arm as you roll the pelvis to the right? So everything else stays the same, but your head and eyes, they're organized towards the left arm. thinking of how that left hand comes in contact with the left heel. And then could you alternate? So once roll your head to the left, come back to the beginning, and then roll your head to the right. So everything else stays the same, but you change how your head can roll each direction. Feeling how that creates another level of fluidity in the upper neck, upper thoracic spine area. That's it. Okay, slowly come back. Bring your arm down and rest. Legs long, arms down by your side, rest. And now we'll go to the left arm. So bring the left arm long, bend just your right knee. Bring the right foot standing, right? And begin by pressing the right foot into the floor, rolling to the left, lengthening the left arm, looking at the left arm, but you're lengthening the right arm down towards the right heel, right? So you're separating the arms. You're creating length through both arms in opposite direction. And then you always come back and you repeat it again, looking for clarity, for the movement to become smoother, more fluid. Finding a little bit more length. And then starting to introduce this next time that your head rolls to the right, looking down to the right shoulder. Right, so that your head can roll either direction. But a few times keep it going to the right, looking behind the right shoulder blade before you alternate. So in a sense, your head and your cervical spine should be independent of the movement of your thoracic spine, your pelvis, and the arms being able to lengthen equally away from one another, no matter which way, that there's a freedom in the cervical spine. Excellent. And come back and rest. Okay, so one more time, we're going to bring both arms above you. Bend just your right leg. Make a fist with your left hand. Grab with your right below the wrist. You're going to start to pull that left arm up and over to the right as you use your right leg to roll to the left. Roll onto the left arm, bringing your head onto the left arm, and then bringing your head in front of, like, it's like a hoop that you're making. So can the hoop move behind you, right? That's beautiful. And come back and try it again. So think of a hoop. So you first lengthen, then you roll, and your face actually rolls in front, and then you do a last movement of bringing these arms behind you, squeezing those shoulder blades. Right? So this is what we worked on last week. Getting the hoop behind, which is quite challenging since we rarely, remember, keep your right leg standing. It doesn't fall over. Keep that right knee up to the ceiling. That's it. That's what brings you back over. Excellent. Come back on your back and let's rest for a minute. Okay, bend the left leg, bring the arms above you, make a fist with the right hand, get a hold with the left hand below the wrist. First lengthen the right, start to pull it to the left, use that left leg to push into the floor but keep the knee up, rolling to bring yourself onto that right arm, opening the right armpit, and eventually your head moves through the space and you're going to pull the hoop behind. You're going to squeeze those shoulder blades to come together behind you. Right? No one can get enough of this. That's it. Beautiful. And then slowly do that one more time, letting it all go, coming back onto your back, arms down by your side, legs long to rest, and to sense now how you're feeling at the end of the lesson, what changes have occurred, what do you like about what you're sensing and feeling now. How is your breath and your breathing? Maybe roll your head a little bit to the right and left, feeling how fluid and even your head rolls to each side now. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting, and then come to standing to observe how you feel in standing now from the lesson.